I'm Andrew Michael, and here's what happened today in country music history for August 31st. Today in 1950, during an afternoon session at the Castle Recording Studio in Nashville, Hank Williams records Moanin' the Blues and Nobody's Lonesome for Me. Today in 1963, Johnny Cash records Anillo de Fuego, the Spanish language version of his hit single Ring of Fire, at the Columbia Recording Studios in Nashville. Today in 1964, Gene Autry turns the first pile of dirt at the groundbreaking ceremonies for Anaheim Stadium. After changing their name to the California Angels, Gene Autry's team moves to their new stadium at the start of the 1966 season. Today in 1968, Merle Haggard's signature song, Mama Tried, starts a four-week run on top of the Billboard Country Singles chart, still one of the best country songs of all time. Today in 1974, considered by many to be the best song of his career, George Jones steps right up to number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart with The Grand Tour. Today in 1977, Crystal Gayle sits on top of the Billboard Country Singles charts with Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue. The song appears on Crystal's 1977 album We Must Believe in Magic. It becomes a crossover pop hit, reaching number two on the Billboard Hot 100. Crystal also earned a Grammy Award for Best Country Female Vocal Performance. Today in 1993, Tracy Lawrence's album Alibis gets certified platinum by the RIAA. It's Tracy Lawrence's first platinum certification. Today in 1998, Ronnie Dunn, one half of Brooks & Dunn, records the Tennessee Oiler Fight Song, which he co-writes with Terry McBride as a giveaway for the Tennessee Titans' first home football game in Nashville. Today in 2001, two mangled pieces of metal, allegedly from the belly and tail section of the airplane in which Patsy Cline crashed, go up for auction on eBay with an opening bid price of $100,000. And happy 73rd birthday to singer-songwriter Van Morrison, born today in 1945 in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Known for the pop hits Domino and Brown Eyed Girl, he dabbles in country music too, remaking Mule Skinner Blues for a Jimmy Rogers tribute album. And that's what happened today in country music history for August 31st. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. And follow us on social media at TIMCH Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.